Now keep reading when we get to verse 4. It says, He drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. That's the dragon. This dragon is Satan. Now keep following along. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. What's that? That's Psalm 2. That the Messiah is going to be born. The promised one from Genesis and Psalm 2 is going to rule the world with a rod of iron. Wow. See, more and more of those 800 cross references. And the child was caught up to God in his throne. What's that? The ascension of Christ from the Mount of Olives. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that she should feed, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Now, do you remember before I erased it, we had the two halves of the tribulation? It appears that when the Antichrist breaks the covenant at the midpoint of the tribulation, that God protects the Jews. That's why they're still alive at the end. God's protecting them. And that's what it means that for 1,260. Now, verse 7, because look at this slide. This section talks about the origin, fall, and power of Satan. It says, and war broke out in heaven, verse 7, and Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon fought with the angels, but they did not prevail anymore, and no place was found for them in heaven. So look what happens. Satan is defeated. Now, how do we know that this is Satan and not a dragon? Keep reading. So the dragon was cast out, verse 9. Now, verse 9, Revelation 12, 9, is one of the most important verses to understand this cosmic battle because it connects everything. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, that's Genesis 3, the serpent that tempted Eve and drew the whole, all humanity and the universe into the fall and into sin, was called the devil. That's Matthew 4. That's the one that tempted Christ in the wilderness. And Satan. So do you see how that verse is so important? That Satan, it's the dragon, is Satan, who is the devil. You understand that this whole connection tells us that starting in the Garden of Eden, that serpent was none other than the devil, Satan, and he's the dragon of Revelation, who is the one whose sole desire is to destroy God's plan. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God said that a virgin-born child of a woman, so someone that descended through Eve, through all of women, through humanity, one would be a virgin, and we know who that is, Mary, is going to bear a son, and that son is the Messiah. And you know what Satan has done? He knew, as he listened to God, that that son was going to come from Israel, and from, in fact, we'll get to it in just a minute. I have a slide that shows you all the ways he's attempted to destroy God's plan. But keep going here. Saints are facing Satan. And look what it says in verse 10 of chapter 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come for the accuser of our brethren. That's Satan. He's called the accuser. Remember with Job, he's accusing Job before the throne of God. By the way, that word accuser is slanderer. That's what Satan's name means. That's what devil means. He's the accusing slanderer. He accused them before God night and day has been cast down. And now look at this. And they overcame him. Look at the slide at the bottom. The four powerful weapons of the saints that overcome. See what it says in this verse? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives unto death. Through the word, the name, the blood, the cross, they overcame. Saints overcome by the word of their testimony because they've embraced Christ and his salvation by faith. by the name of Jesus. God has given him the name above every name, by the blood of the Lamb, and trusting that the cross of Calvary took away their sins. So you know what that means? That the 144,000 evangelists are going to be effective because they are continuing to share the gospel. The two witnesses are continuing to share the gospel. A little bit later, the gospel angel continues to share the gospel. And so there are, even though the Antichrist is killing Christians as quick as he can, look what it says. They are overcoming him, verse 11. And the Lord continues to have saints in the tribulation. So basically, as we get to verse 13, we see the conflict of the ages. Satan is always seeking to ruin God's plans. God's written his plans down in his word. Now, that's why Jeremiah says God is watching over his word to perform it. Everything God wrote, he's watching over it to make it happen. He's going to fulfill his word. Satan can read. He's seen what God's written. So look what he does, verse 13. And when the dragon saw he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. The woman who gave birth to the male child is what? Israel. So Satan now is enraged, and he starts pursuing these descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Jews. And verse 14 says, but the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she's nourished. So the Lord kind of rescues, kind of like what Israel did when they went down to Entebbe and rescued those hostages. God rescues the nation of Israel. And it says they are there for a time, times, and half a time. Oh, here, there's another one. Times, time, and half a time. What's that? That's the same 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,000. See how many different ways God has divided this tribulation time into two pieces. Keep going. So the serpent, the serpent right there, who is the devil, who is Satan, who is the dragon, who is the accuser. The serpent, verse 15, spews water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away with the flood. In other words, usually a sea of water or a flood like that is talking about a great army of people. But look at verse 16. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the flood. What is that? Probably the same thing that happened with, Dathan and Abiram, those two rebels in the Old Testament, that when they came out, the Lord just opened the earth and swallowed them, and it shut. And it said they went alive down into the pit. So this whole army is destroyed. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, verse 17. He went to make war with the rest of her offspring. By the way, who is that? That's believers. Those are the saints. You say, how are there still saints left? Because the 144,000 never stop. The two witnesses never stop. The gospel angel never stops. And people keep getting saved right to the end, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, let's just look at a list of the attacks of Satan. Remember, Satan tried to corrupt Adam's line in Genesis 6. That's why there was a flood. He tried to destroy Abraham's seed, the famine, the destruction of the male line. Pharaoh, do you think Pharaoh thought up killing all the male children? No. That was Satan's plan. Pharaoh pursuing Israel into the sea, that was Satan's plan. Get rid of the whole nation. The whole intrigues that we see in the Old Testament, and then it picks up in the New Testament. Joseph, fearing to marry, have Mary as his wife, was part of Satan's plan. Herod's attempt to kill all the male children, and on it goes. Satan always is trying to destroy God's plan.